Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The hour now, the Doug Staffan Good Day program, Monday the 29th of June. On the air is Jennifer Horn and
Hello.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello!
Richard Fadden and Ken Kessler.
Your gang.
Yes.
So, let's see where just when you think we're gone, we come back.
Yes, right. All right, so the discussion about the SpaceX rocket. I was very interested. We were talking about battery power earlier on, and this guy Elon Musk and how much money he has from... He started PayPal, then he used that money to start Tesla, and now he's used the money to start SpaceX. They want to get to Mars. They launched a rocket, exploded minutes later. Nobody was on board, obviously. The rocket was called the Dragon, delivering supplies to the International Space Station.
Dragon. Yeah, why would they name a rocket Dragon? I mean, don't you want it to be like really? High flying?
Breathing fire.
Yeah, that maybe is it. Yeah. This is the third time, though, one of these resupply missions has failed. I'm wondering how hungry the astronauts are getting out there. Although the feds say there's no danger of them running out of food. I wonder if they're using, they're probably figuring out.
Each other.
Yeah, well, under the they're not going to do that, but under the circumstances, they only have one espresso machine up there. That's really the problem. They were setting up another one, supposedly. Or maybe not.
You know,
okay.
Elon Musk is doing all of this really cool stuff. I mean, batteries, space.
Buy stock in Tesla.
I mean, PayPal.
If you're smart, you want to buy.
Yeah, he started with PayPal, and then he started, you know, now he's exploring space, and now he's trying to create the new energy source for batteries going forward. What about the stuff that he's doing that we don't know about? Because he seems like that crazy scientist guy with all of the billions and billions of dollars that can do anything he wants.
Back to the Future, what was the scientist's name? What was that guy's name in Back to the Future?
Doc, Ken?
Hey, Doc.
Brown. Doc.
Brian.
That's right.
Brian. Brian. So what is he doing?
He's got a laboratory.
He does have a laboratory.
Yeah. He's doing a lot of things that he's very entrepreneurial. He's very industrious. He's got a great mind.
I think the FBI is watching him.
You know, I'm pretty sure he's a show off. I mean, what have we done today?
I'm pretty sure he's cloned. He's probably cloned.
We get on
himself.
The air.
Yeah, well, barely.
That's why he does so much. There's like a couple of them.
Roberta Fasanelli, for those of you who may be new to the program, is somebody who's been associated with this program longer than anybody else except me. And she took a hiatus for a while and now has decided to grace us with her presence again. She always has something to say. Matter of fact, let's talk about the capture in New York State. Murderer, David Sweat, was shot, taken into custody. Most of us wish that he, and this is really...
I wish they just would have taken him out. It's costing too much money to shoot him in the back.
Well, you know, what I think is that, you know, they could have taken him out and nobody would have been the wiser and everybody would have gone, yay! But I think they want to question him about what was really going on in that jail. I think that's the issue. They wanted at least one of them alive to say,
it's not
what's
normal.
Happening?
It's not normal to have
I'm
a relationship
that
with the
jail. And to not kill him. They just shot this guy. This one policeman figured he better shoot him before he gets away.
He was in a field and making a run for a tree line. And once he reached the trees, the officer was afraid he wouldn't be able to. He would be gone again, so he just took the two shots.
So I want to know what New York is thinking about how much money. Mostly the money that's gone to get these guys has been New York State money. And it is now up to close to $40 million.
The feds, the FBI, everybody was in there, yeah.
Well, but mostly it's New York because of state troopers and stuff. And they were from some Vermont state troopers, and I think I even heard that some Massachusetts state troopers went up to help in all of this.
Was he in a state pen or a federal pen?
That was what I was wondering. I think he was in a state pen, but now he's going to have to go to federal court because this is a federal crime.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Why is it a federal crime if he escaped from a state pen?
Because anytime the FBI is involved, it becomes a federal crime.
Oh, why? Why is the FBI involved?
What do you want from me? I don't know. Because they called him. I don't know.
It's a space
the whole
pen.
The whole conspiracy around it of how did they escape and, you know, the people involved within. That's why the FBI got involved.
Hmm. But he never crossed state lines.
No, he did. Well, they thought he went to Vermont. They went to Vermont for a while.
Well, he likes the syrup.
He almost went to Canada.
That's a nice bend.
That would have been fun if he'd gone to Canada.
You know, yeah.
What possible incentive could he have to tell them anything?
That's what I mean. Like, he doesn't have to talk to them. What are they
going to
do to
him?
There's no death penalty. I mean, he's not eligible for anything. They can't kill him. I mean, all he's going to do is...
put him in solitary.
Yeah.
If you don't talk to him, we'll put you in solitary. 888-3022-36. All right, come on. David.
Really?
We've been talking about the SpaceX rocket breaking apart. You don't think having privatization in space is a good idea?
Oh, no, I definitely don't. You know, I've been reading about pirates and what life was like back in the 1600s. And, you know, when the explorers got started, there was basically, if I remember right, it was called a letter of marque and reprisal. And so the kings would come up with private armies, and they would basically attack other nations with their pirates. Well, now you start looking at these corporate, the corporate competition to get to the moon or create mining or whatever in outer space. Well, what's to say that one corporation wouldn't sabotage another corporation but have all the debris fall on Earth?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, this is a very dangerous situation, much less that they're basically exporting immaturity into outer space. You know,
well, the fact that all three of these rockets have exploded tells you there's something basically flawed in either the design or how they're preparing to get this thing up, and it makes you wonder what there is in jeopardy here. And so maybe I had not thought about it the way you're suggesting it, and I don't think anybody else has thought about it that way.
Yeah, look at it also, though, in terms of the, if I remember right, well, even currently on Earth, in the ocean, a captain is the master of the ship, and they're you know, they can't execute anybody, but they basically are, when you get into international waters, that same thing translates into outer space. So as soon as you get into outer space, you don't know, you know, nobody can hear you scream. So when we start allowing private corporations that don't have any maturity to go into outer space, that can just be magnified,
you know,
plus that they can take it to other worlds.
Something just flashed into my mind about the pilot that went berserko and crashed a plane into the Alps.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if one of these guys that's not vetted? I mean, I don't know how they vet their pilots, but let's say SpaceX gets a pilot that isn't quite adjusted properly, and he decides to take the SpaceX and crash into New York City.
Yeah, much less that there would be, you know, there was a satellite a while back. I'm trying to, it wasn't Galileo. I'll think of the name of it, but it had nuclear wastes on it, and that thing was basically used. The Earth was used as a slingshot. Now these people, they do the math on the trajectories, and there's so much space debris right now that just imagine litter in outer space, and you're in a rocket ship flying along at, you know, 20,000 miles an hour, and you hit a piece of...
Well, that's what that movie that Sandra Bullock was in with Mr. Beautiful. That was the premise of the whole movie. All right, thank you, David. 888-302-3684.
You can't fly a rocket ship like you can, you know, an airplane. It's not like a guy can take it and go, oh, let me go to New York. Yeah, let me see.
At least that's what you think.
Why would you not be able to just go to...
That thing, it's all driven by a computer. It's not. There's no steering wheel there. There's a space shuttle with a steering wheel.
Is a joystick the same as there's an airplane in it?
Not on that.
Absolutely
thing.
Is.
Well, in the shuttle.
In the shuttle, not on the capsule, there isn't.
Well, I'm talking about the cow. I'm talking about I wasn't using space, the current machinery as the example. I'm just talking about in general whether these guys, if they have pilots that may not be going through the same rigor as, I mean, how many years it takes, 4 or 5 years of training before you ever get a mission when the old days of the shuttle at NASA, and more than that, how many years did Glenn and those other people Alan Shepard, all the early pioneers in space, how many years training they had. They were pilots before, and then they went into the space program. It was 3 or 4 years before they got into outer space. So it's a question. The guy raised a good question, actually. Thank you, sir. 888-302-3684. Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and Doug with a focus on the bags under your eyes. This hasn't changed, Roberta. There are still people here that have bags and puffiness under their eyes.
Funny how the sponsor just came back today, Roberta, when you came back.
Right.
And I love this product. That's the thing.
GenuCell, made from plant stem cell technology. It's a serum. It doesn't feel like water. It doesn't feel like oil. It is something that's special that you put under your eyes, around your eyes, get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines. It extracts the water under your skin. That's how it works. And the puffiness is gone. People who are writing to me, let's see, here's a lady named Susan, said the crow's feet and small lines are even disappearing. I love this product. I'm thankful I was listening to you. I even am using it on my cheekbones and around my eyelids. Okay, Susan. And everybody else. You will love this product. 800-543-9260. Gets rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes in 12 hours, or you get your money back. I personally guarantee it. So you can order now by dialing 800-543-9262. And if you order it, you get a free gift. Mentioning Doug Steffen, free gift for the summertime when you order. This is a good product for year-round, but this time you're out in the sun, it's liable to more pronounce, if you will, or make pronounce some of the things on your face that you're not that pleased with. So let's get to work. Call 800-543-9262. We used to say that Arsenio Hall, right? Let's get to work. 800.
Let's get busy, he'd say.
Let's get busy. Okay.
But in your white way, that's how you translate, yes.
Oh, thanks very much.
My white Let's way. Get to work.
Let's get to work. Let's get busy. Fix your face. The puffing is gone around your eyes with the product GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more. Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden. The news today from the Taylor Swift et al. Camp, I guess, is a focus on Kanye West. You remember the incident from, was it a couple of years ago now?
Yeah, remember during the
VMAs?
Yeah, he walked up and did this.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Turnabout is fair play. British comedian gave Kanye a dose of his own medicine when he walked up during his concert in Glastonbury and and interrupted his whole song. Here we go. So he had to start the whole song over. He tried to continue the song but couldn't when the comedian walked up on stage and was just jumping around and jumping in his face. And the comedian got arrested, was taken off stage, but then later tweeted, "I Kanye'd Kanye."
Who is the comedian?
The guy's name is, Lee Nelson.
You'll know him now because he'll be famous.
Absolutely. And he also tweeted, "That one was for you, Taylor Swift."
Yeah. Ha. All right. So that took a little bit of brass.
Did he jump up from the audience or come from backstage?
He jumped up from the audience.
From the audience.
By the way, the name of the song that the guy interrupted, Black Skinhead.
Classy.
That probably helps everything that's going on in the country right now.
Really? Save that for my first dance.
Right. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our video of the day today is from musician Jake Shimakaburo. How do I pronounce that, Kenny?
He's awesome. He's a Hawaiian guy.
Good for you. Thank you, Jennifer.
No, I met him.
So Jake the Hawaiian guy plays a beautiful version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody on the ukulele.
It's great.
The video was posted about 5 years ago, but it went viral over this past weekend after Queen guitarist Brian May posted it on Facebook, adding amazing uke playing to be relished. So you got to see the version we have posted on the video of the day spot at DougSteffen.com, but here is how it sounds, at least. I love you for this.
the kids for Christmas this past year.
It sounds like this?
Yeah, it sounds just like this. If you are looking for an easy, fun instrument for the kids to play, pick up a ukulele. The chords can be one or two notes, meaning they're small, so they don't have the problem like on a guitar, manipulating their fingers over the frets. It's really fun.
Very sweet. Nicely done.
Got a boost, got a boost, got you the bandango.
Really cool. This is in a spa. Sounds like spa music.
All right, Richie. I don't know if I'm playing your part.
He's not singing along right now.
What I want to know is if I'm pronouncing his name. Shimabukuro?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Just like that, Doug, yeah.
Shimabukuro.
This is great.
Great name, actually. Speaking of great names, Donald Trump doubling down on his opinions about Mexico. He said that he will not back down on his comments, including ones about Mexico sending rapists and drug dealers to the U.S., and he has barred all of Univision employees, the Spanish television network, from his golf courses. They canceled mission
That's hilarious.
Right.
They had
some kind of a situation where they were allowed to use it. He just yanked it.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Ron Reagan of MSNBC. Coming right up, after the Charleston massacre, should the rebel flag come down in public places there and elsewhere?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. After the Charleston massacre, there was not a debate about gun rights, but flag rights. Should the Confederate flag come down in public places?
It never should have been up in the first place. This has always been a symbol of white supremacy. It was used that way in the early 20th century with a revival of the Ku Klux Klan. It was used that way at the dawn of the civil rights era. This is one of these instances where an event happens and suddenly we realize what we all already knew. This flag should never have been flying above state houses or anywhere near state houses. Shouldn't be on license plates. There should be no state sanction for a symbol of the most depraved inhumanity imaginable.
I think it's right to take it down from prominent public and official places, and I would never have it part of any state flag. It is, I don't think, exclusively a symbol of race and hatred. I don't think anyone who buys a Confederate flag beach towel or something is necessarily a racist, but it's a flag associated with a cause that ultimately was odious. I don't think it's an image that is tantamount to a Nazi flag.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Ron Reagan of MSNBC.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio. And
I call him No Fun Rich, is what I call
Roberta
him.
Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn are here to add some levity to our conversation. The thought of the day today comes from Marilyn Monroe, who said, "We should all start to live before we get too old. Fear is stupid, and so are regrets." Words of wisdom.
I like that.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. So this weekend, continuing focus on the situation with Confederate symbols, the massacre in Charleston has brought everybody around to thinking more about rebel flags. And this lady who got up on the flagpole and snatched down the flag, she was arrested. Her comments afterwards, I thought, made a lot of sense. We can't wait any longer. I mean, there's a certain amount of activism involved in this, for sure. And, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, so things hopefully will change for the better. Depending on what you think is the better, you'll be happy if the Confederate flag is gone, if you're like most people, but then there are others who think it has a place. And it does have a place. If you want it in your life, great, but it ought not to be in public facilities. So anyway, this woman and her boyfriend were arrested and charged with defacing public property, and so Michael Moore stepped up and said, "I'll pay whatever your legal fees are, whatever it takes to bail you out of jail."
Take them out.
So there's that. Is this a sign of real social change? Roberta, I'd ask you first, we'll go around the room here. Is the taking the symbols more seriously and taking them down, is this a sign of social change, or is it just political correctness?
No, I think it's a sign of social change, and it's going even further than the flags. Now, you know, as you know, I mean, I'm actually a legal resident of Louisiana and New Orleans now, and there's a major intersection in New Orleans called Lee Circle. It's a statue of General Lee, you know, Robert E. Lee. And there's calls now to take down the statue and to rename the circle. So this is really expanding a lot further than just the Confederate flag. I mean, people now are looking at everything that may relate back to, you know, the oppressive time in the South. And I think it's a way of social change. I think it's a way of people now to start saying, hey, you know what? Maybe this isn't a good idea to be. It would be like, you know, the flying a swastika flag. You know, people say, well, that's just, you know, part of Germany's past. Well, same idea here, folks. So I think it's part of a much bigger change.
888-302-3684. Jen, what about you?
I totally disagree. Circle gets a square. I'm just kidding. No, I don't totally disagree. I mean, I think that the one way that we learn from our past mistakes is to remember them. And I think to completely eliminate a part of history that is a part of our country, whether or not you loved it or hated it, it was a huge part of this country, a huge part of where we are today. And by eliminating it, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, they have an app out now that's looking for people to find Confederate cemeteries and landmarks so that they can shut them down and virtually erase them. And I just feel like that is, that's irresponsible and silly. Yeah, I mean, because there are a lot of people that we're trying to fight a good fight. We just eliminate those people because we you know, our feelings are hurt by why they were doing it. I don't know. I mean, now, do I think that you should fly the Confederate flag right beneath the state flag? No, but I think in some cases, what is it, Mississippi, I think, has the Confederate symbol as part of their state flag. That's part of their state flag. It's part of their state flag.
38 past the hour. That I don't think is appropriate, but 38 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Okay, over the weekend, there were a couple of shark attacks off the coast of North Carolina. Oh, that's interesting.
See, sharks don't like Confederate flags.
They taste delicious, just like chicken.
Okay, so there were 6 shark attacks in the Carolinas over the past couple of weeks. Usually get about 2 shark attacks a year, so this is not normal. You have a 1, let's see here, I'm doing the math, 11.5 million chance of a 1 in 11.5 million chance of getting attacked by a shark.
Yeah, I think they say you have a better chance of winning the lottery or getting hit by lightning.
Yeah. All right. So did they ever come north to, I think, wasn't there a sighting of a shark off the coast of Massachusetts, too?
I think so, yeah. Off of Cape Cod, yeah. No, there's always shark sightings off of Long Island, definitely. I mean, they catch shark. They actually, fish
really?
With shark off Long Island.
Have you ever eaten, you eat a lot of strange stuff. Have you ever eaten a shark?
Yes, absolutely.
How does it taste?
It's kind of like swordfish. You know, it's a meaty fish. It's really, really quite delicious, actually.
Is it?
Yes.
How'd you prepare it?
Grilled it. I love shark steaks. Those are delicious. Right? Are they
really?
Good, Ken? Yeah.
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 People eat shark a lot.
Okay. I eat shark nuggets. Get them at my local drive-thru, yeah.
Now, think about this. If a shark ate a person and then you ate that same shark.
Sharkies.
Right,
you'd be eating
it. Like, yeah, McSharkies. I'd like McSharkies. A six-piece nuggets with fries, please.
Okay, let's talk about these multiple depressions. Not because it's Monday. There is, if you look at this Central Florida neighborhood, the properties, there have been sinkholes reported around Florida the past couple of years. But did you see the sinkhole? It looked like a drain in a pond or a lake. Did you see that?
Wow.
This is Port Richey, I think it's Newport Richey in Florida. The depressions are about 10 to 20 feet in diameter, 15 feet deep. This is not the norm, but it seems we have more and more around Florida. Last year, I think it was on west coast of Florida, one of the houses.
Jeb Bush's fault.
Ah, yeah, right. It's all Jeb Bush's fault. We can blame it on him. What about this? I mean, what's happening to our to the country? What's happening to the planet when you see these kind of sinkholes? There's got to be a hole that has been created further down, and
too
the water
people
just
tunneling to China.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should have known better. So there's another.
I mean, it's got to be water use, and I mean, because you think about it,
fracking.
Fracking in West Virginia,
not really fracking in
Florida.
No.
Yeah. There's a fellow who got a bit of a jolt after his trip to Yellowstone National Park this weekend. His wife was with him, his niece, and a friend's young daughter. They were taking videos and pictures of some of the bears on the highway there. Their car got too close and personal with a grizzly that jumped out in front of their car. You can see the pictures. I think they've gone viral, Kenny, haven't they? He was sniffing the windows. He jumped up on the side of the car.
All over the place.
Yeah, that's pretty. I'd like to have that happen to you.
Could you imagine if that happened to you after you were watching the James Patterson series Zoo, which starts tomorrow night, where all the animals take control of the humans?
Yeah. 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 I don't even want to see that. That's not anything.
Oh, no. I don't want to play.
From the Statistics Department today, the world Jewish population has now neared the numbers that existed before the Holocaust. Currently, about 14.5 million Jews in the world, another 2 million who identify themselves as at least partly Jewish. This is from the Jewish People Policy Institute. Before the events of World War II, I believe there were 15 million or around 15 million Jews in the world, and that was diminished down to 8 or 9 million. And that's the population of Israel, if memory serves me correctly, about 8 million, 9 million. Many of them are going back to Israel to protect the homeland. And when this is some of the real Orthodox members of Judaism going back from Europe, coming back from America, going over there to reestablish their roots. And many believe that they need to have as many children as possible to protect the Jewish tradition, Jewish laws, the Jewish religion, the Jewish culture. So there are many, what I've experienced in going to Israel the 3 or 4 times that I've been over there, is the number of people that have 7, 8, 9 children, astonishing. I'm talking about, there's a section of Jerusalem that's a sort of moderately middle income, and every family has got at least 7 children. 8, 9 is not, and I just think to myself, how irresponsible. I say this all the time. They'd have an argument with me because they're trying to save what they say is the tradition, the heritage, the purity of their ethnicity. I just think it's irresponsible to have 7 or 8 children. That's my opinion. It's none of my business, but it's just how many children you have is your business. But from my point of view as a social commentator, it's damnable. It's very, very, very bad for not only the future, but even the now. Who can take care of 7 or 8 children? I have a friend.
The Doggers.
Yeah.
The Doggers can't.
Look how well that worked out.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's here in Southern California that I visit often. She's an older lady, very Italian, and she comes from a family of 13. Her mother died when she was 41, the giving birth to the last child. And so this woman, as the oldest daughter, had to basically raise all those 13 kids and where they are, the family life and the traditions and stuff that they shared basically non-existent. The father worked all the time to put bread on the table. Their kids never saw their father. And all of them except one turned out to be A-okay. But they had no, imagine growing up with that many children and having no reference, there's no environment, there's no tradition, how do you know what your values and mores are?
But you look at families with large groups of kids, and all the ones that I can think of that I know, they have a special bond.
Yeah. Well, I think
they
take care of each other. That's what they had to do. But in this day and age, you see all these people that blame what went on with their current status in life based on what they had. And a lot of it's legitimate, what problems you had as a kid growing up. But put yourself in that position with 13 children growing up is just survival. that's really what, and especially when you don't have a father or a mother, but yet you have a home situation. This woman used to cook all the meals. She was... how old was she? She was, I think, 14 when her mother died. So she took on all the responsibilities of that. She was going to school. She became, in essence, the mother, the de facto mother, and took care of she and her sisters cleaned the house and took care of things. All the boys went out and got jobs, and that's how they survived. They brought all their money home to pay for expenses at the home. Really a pretty interesting story. 15 before the hour, all about stories. This is a good day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030. It's been 10 years since the Allstate Foundation launched its Teen Safe Driving program. Allstate Executive Vice President of Product Operation, Steve Sorensen.
Since 2005, the Allstate Foundation's Teen Safe Driving program has contributed to a 48% reduction in teen fatalities, and we'd like to see that number get lower.
As they embark on the next 10 years, the foundation took a look at the current attitudes and behaviors of teen drivers.
We found that teens are more aware of the risks that they face on the road, but it hasn't necessarily led to a change in their behavior and how they drive.
For instance, teens admit driving with passengers is distracting. Still, 93% say they do it. 60% admit using a phone while driving, and 45% admit they've driven under the influence. So what is the best way to keep our kids safe?
Teens tell us that the parents are the number one influencer in terms of how they drive. So put the seatbelt on. Follow the speed limit when you're driving. And limit the distractions. So limit the number of kids that are in the car with your teen and tell them to put the technology down.
For more tips, go to allstatefoundation.org.
13 before the hour, 47 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and Richie. There's a poll out today which shows strong support for us trying to get the Olympics someplace in America. Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans support a bid to host the Olympics somewhere in the United States, according to an AP survey that was done over the weekend of 1,800 Americans. So are you in agreement? Do we all think that having the Olympics, I know it's a big controversy in Boston, where Boston, some people in Boston are trying very hard to get the Olympics there. Most people I know who are in Boston think it's a horrible idea because there's no room to get around in Boston now. The streets are always clogged. There's mayhem. It's almost as bad getting around in Boston now at all hours of the day as it is here in Los Angeles. It is a nightmare. And when you bring in, there would be, 20, I think at one point in time, I remember reading with one of the Olympics, there was 24 million people associated, there were 24 million people associated with coming in or out over the course of the Olympics. I don't know that there'd be that many. But how would you even begin? Even if it was
2 staggered
million,
in.
Even if it was,
in L.A., they staggered the schedules of people, and it actually really helped with traffic. They gave incentives to people who would allow employees to work on weird, overnight shifts and stuff.
Right.
Kind of like this program. So you're ahead of your time, sir.
Right. All right. I'm here to help America get to work.
Well, I'll tell you, the government does it a lot now here in D.C., where they stagger shifts and allow people to work from home and telework, because it just at some point you can't make a road wide enough, and you can't put enough buses and metro trains on
people.
The street. Right.
Everything stops.
So they the Olympics out west somewhere. Do it in like when they had it at Lake Placid. You know, do it somewhere
out in the middle of nowhere.
Wait. Yeah. Stop everything. Why don't we build an island like China? You know, China built an island in like a year. And let's have like Olympic Island. And just all the nations of the world can have ownership in this little place. And that's where the Olympics are.
The love boat can go there too.
Yes. And they could do like reality shows during the off Olympic times.
It
would be so fun. Oh, come on, Doug. That's a great idea.
As long as we're talking about Boston, I thought there was an interesting piece about Whitey Bulger. Everybody remember Whitey Bulger?
Yeah, I saw that.
The murdering criminal gangster that got sent away. Apparently, there are high school girls who have written to him because they're doing a history project, and they were asking for his advice. And the teenagers wanted to know how to make crime pay. So Whitey Bulger writes back to them, if you want to make crime pay, go to law school. And I mean, think about it.
He said,
who makes more money out of crime than lawyers?
He said, my life was wasted and spent foolishly. Brought shame and suffering on my parents and siblings. And will end soon.
Mm-hmm.
Advice is a cheap commodity that some seek. Some seek it from me about crime. All I know for sure is if you want to make crime pay, go to law school.
Mm-hmm. And he made it pay for himself. The house that he was living in, the apartment, is on 23rd, which is about 20 blocks from where I am here in Santa Monica. And they pulled all the walls apart and found $800,000 in cash in the walls. And they found $8 million, here, there, and everywhere. So he made it pay for himself for a while.
Glad that he gave him. That's interesting. Advice. Yeah.
Go to law school. Right. Make money on crime. Go to law school. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Yeah. How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Tech Talk time with Greg Steffen, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. We are focused on Google, not necessarily all things Google, but certainly some things Google, along with some things Netflixy. Netflixy, I kind of like that. Let's flex our Netflixies. We'll do that in a moment here on Good Day.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Tech time on Good Day. Greg Steffen joining me. I'm Doug Steffen with the study that suggests Google is a cheating, crooked, no good son of a gun bunch of.
Can I just go on record, Doug, as saying that I didn't say that?
No.
New York lawyer Times basically is not as good as your lawyer.
No, but the New York Times basically is saying that in their overview, as well as the Wall Street Journal. They seem to be harming us as consumers or users of their product. What are they doing?
Well, so the headlines all use the word suggest or offer new evidence, by the way. So don't take this to the bank like someone's proven something. But the study suggests, and by the way, the study was paid for by Yelp, which is an arch enemy of Google. So take that into consideration.
Perfect. Well. That's what we love. Let's objectivity. That'd be like Fox News doing a study of MSNBC and finding that they were better than MSNBC.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean that what they found is not true, and I think they did a good job of finding impartial researchers to do the research. But what they're suggesting is that when you do a Google search, the result, and we're talking about often searching for local businesses and services, Google is not giving you the best search results. They're giving you search results that favor content created by Google. That's what the study suggests.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this by actually doing what's called A-B testing, running two parallel tests. One offered consumers or searchers the Google content, the other did not. And the people who did not have the Google content behaved very differently than the people who got the Google content, and they tended to favor other content other than what Google was favoring. So the next question is this Google's right to do this, or is this somehow illegal? Are we legally entitled to the best search results, or what Google considers to be the best search results favoring stuff that they've made? And they'll say, well, the reason we made that content was to serve you better, so we are giving you the best stuff. It's a very tricky thing to prove, and then you need a room or a building full of lawyers to prove what's legal and what's not.
So is anybody being harmed? In a sense, Google's getting the best of, but there are other businesses that could cry foul.
Yes,
I suppose.
Yeah, and the word harmed is a tricky legal word too. I mean,
right.
If you do a search for the closest pizza restaurant, and Google gives you their results, which technically Yelp's results might be better, were you really harmed? Well, it took you a little more time to find what you wanted, maybe. Maybe you favored one business over another. So I'm sure you could make an argument that you were harmed, and I'm sure there's a bunch of lawyers that will.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real group here that may cry foul are businesses that are advertising on... On Google may say, we're spending X dollars and we're not really getting what we're paying for.
Yeah,
so it's a really interesting issue.
Yeah. Netflix projects 28% increase in subscribers this year. Is there anything that's going to stop them? Wow. That's a headline, not necessarily a question. 59 past the hour. Greg Stebbin with Doug Steffen on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.